I'd just like to start off first by saying, just to talk a little bit about Gene Upshaw. For me, he's been a friend, a mentor, and a leader in my life for the last 10 years. So the unexpected hearing of his death this morning was a shock to myself, as it was to many others. The thing I'll always remember most about Gene was that he was a man of his convictions, and he was a man that stood for the players of the NFL. I think that's evident in his 20 plus, almost 30 years of serving the union as a player rep, the president, and as the executive director. I came on board about 10 years ago as a team rep, and Gene was kind of the guy that encouraged me to run and take that next level, next step as far as the executive committee membership and eventually becoming the president of the NFLPA. So the untimely passing of Gene Upshaw is a huge loss to not just myself, but to the players of the NFL and to the NFL in general. But more importantly, it's a loss to his family and his children, obviously, and it's one that we just wish our best from the players' perspective and standpoint. Wish the greatest condolences to Terry and his three boys. There's reports out as to whether or not Gene knew he was sick or wasn't sick or whatnot. This came on as suddenly to him as it did to everybody else. Gene was on vacation with his family over the weekend, felt sick. His wife, Terry, took him to the hospital on Sunday morning. It's then that they did some tests, ran biopsies, and found out that he had an advanced stage of pancreatic cancer. So over the last couple of days, he's been with his family in their home in Reno or Tahoe or wherever they're at right now. It wasn't until this morning that local media here in the Nashville area called me and asked me to comment on Gene's tragic death, and I had no clue what he was talking about. Had gone on the internet and subsequently found out that Gene had indeed passed away last night. It's hard to put into words when you spent so much time with the person, and I've spent less time with him than most members of the PA in Washington, D.C. I spoke to Clark Gaines and Jason Belser, Richard Burleson, and other members of the staff of the PA, and they're all, they're kind of where I'm at right now, but at a much closer level, personal level. Clark Gaines is probably one of his closest friends, Rich Burleson as well, and it's hard to even talk to them without them talking about the union. A lot's going to be said about what Gene's done or hasn't done for the former players, what he's doing for the current players, but I don't think anybody will ever question his passion for the league and for the players of this NFL. We're at a time in this league right now that the money is far greater than it's ever been. The players are getting a bigger share than they ever have before in the past. Our benefit levels are the greatest in any sport in the country, and it's all because of what Gene has done and the passion that he's put into his work. People can say what they want to say about Gene. There's some people that didn't like him, that he was too brash, he didn't stroke him the right way, but Gene always told you the truth. And Gene got the job done when it boils down to it. His legacy will go on forever. He was a great player, obviously being in the Hall of Fame, but he was also a great leader to the NFLPA. And the things that we have accomplished over the past and the things that we're experiencing now are a great deal because of what Gene has done. Recently, in the last couple hours, I've had meetings with the executive committee of the NFLPA. We've unanimously voted to name Richard Burleson as our interim executive director. He will be in that position until such time we decide to put together a search committee as for another executive director. That won't take place until at the earliest of March of 2009 or even beyond. Our union is still strong. I think Gene left it in a situation or in a position that we'll miss Gene, we're not going to miss a beat as far as where we're going. Our collective bargaining agreement is still the biggest issue, and Gene knows that. He knew that leaving, and the people at the staff and the PA know that. That's where we stand at right now. I talked to Roger Goodell this morning, and obviously he passed on his condolences to myself and to Gene's family. And we've discussed ways of how we can honor Gene, pretty soon in the next couple of days, the preseason games, but how we can honor his memory over the course of the NFL season this year. We'll have a meeting here in another 15 or 20 minutes or so with the Player Advisory Council, at which time we'll discuss options on how to do that. Gene was a great person and a great player and a great man, and I just feel fortunate and blessed to be able to serve underneath him and to speak on his behalf at times. And it's a big loss. So, but from the union standpoint, we'll deal with it. We'll move on as Gene would want us to do. We'll continue to lean on one another and go in and have a successful 2008 season. So with that, any questions?
A couple questions. You kind of touched on how strong a union you remain without him, seeing that he's such a figurehead in the
voice. Well, we've named Richard Bertelsen as our interim executive director. Richard Bertelsen has been a part of every negotiation process that we've had since I've been in the NFL. He knows the players in the game. He's worked closely with Kessler and Quinn, our outside attorneys. There wasn't a day that went by that he didn't discuss issues with Gene Upshaw in terms of the NFLPA, the union, the relationship we've had with the NFL. So we feel strongly that that Richard was the guy to do it, and make no mistake that it was a unanimous vote by the executive committee that Richard would be the guy to lead us through this time.
Does your role, will it expand? Will it change at all? Will it be more time-consuming as things kind of get squared away?
Yeah, I don't know. My role is ever changing, whether it's dealing with locker room issues and now with the death of Gene Upshaw. I'm sure that as things go on, we're going to look for the long-term future of the NFLPA, and I'll be a great, a big part of that. How much time is it going to consume of mine right now? I don't know. Again, I mean, we're less than 24 hours from hearing of Gene's death, so we're all trying to figure out, what's the things going to look like in just the short period as opposed to a long-term deal. But my goal and my job as the NFLPA president is to be a voice of the players, to communicate what's going on with PA into the locker rooms, and I'll continue to do that, whether it's via email, text messaging, or whatever, phone calls. The lines of communication have always been open with the Players Association in the locker room, and that's what my job my focus will be.
Will this change in any way the negotiations that are kind of ongoing as far as the bargaining agreement and any of that, or is that kind of put that on hold?
No, well, obviously now's the time for us to mourn Gene's loss, the loss of Gene. And, business will resume soon at some point in time. As of right now, the NFLPA offices are closed, and the staff has been given the week off next week. This is a tragic blow. For those that are part of the offices in D.C., Gene was more than just a boss. He was a great friend to many people. And so for us to just to worry about what's next with the CBA, it would be an injustice and disservice, a disservice to Gene and his family. So right now, we're going to mourn Gene's loss and deal with that. And when it's time to discuss CBA issues, we'll start discussing those.
Will you be playing Friday night?
I plan on making a trip with the team today, and I have no reason not to play, but I know at some point in time in the pretty near future, I'll probably either make a trip to D.C. and meet with our staff attorneys, or they'll come here and have a meeting together. But at some point in time, we'll be together. But like I said, I've already had an executive committee meeting today. It might be a conference call, and I'm meeting with the Player Advisory Council here in about 5 minutes. So, I mean, players are aware of where we stand as a union, and they know where we're at, and they know where we're headed in the future.
Some of the ways you could honor him is still in the early stages of the history of past.
Well, we've talked about that. That's one of the ideas, whether we wear a patch on our uniforms or a decal on our helmets. I know the commissioner has talked about having a moment of silence during preseason games this week. Just a few moments of silence during the preseason won't do Gene Upshaw any injustice, considering the impact that he's had on this league over 30 or 40-something years.
Did you say earlier in the week that you had caught
one of his... No, somebody had said that he looked a little tired, and Gene made the comment to that person that, yeah, I need to go on vacation and take a little break. And it wasn't until this weekend when his wife, as I was told, and the doctor said this morning in our conference call, that Gene was feeling a little tired, a little sick, and against his wishes, his wife took him to the emergency room, at which time they did the test and found out something was wrong with him. Gene had no clue that he had this. His family didn't know, and it was something that nobody knew about, and that's why it's such a shock to everybody.
When did you find out about this again?
About 6 o'clock this morning.
Anything else? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Right, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.